I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning, Metroplex. Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan. No Sean Sharif.
No. We
got Bobby Belt. We have a very sad, mildly hungover RJ Choppy.
I don't get hangovers.
That's true.
There's
you don't.
There's a decent chance I'm still buzzed. Whatever.
Hey, you know, I think we've all done some of our best work buzzed. We got Peyton Russell on the board. We got Ryan Couture back there holding down the video. And by the way, a little bit later today, I went into the Twitch yesterday. I was chatting with some of the folks in the Twitch. Just like, hey, what kind of, are there any segments you guys want to see us knock out over the next couple days? And the demand was really high for at 8:20. How young is Peyton Russell? So.
Oh, yeah.
Sean's not here, guys. We don't have to do that.
Yeah,
wait until Sean's back.
Yeah, just quiet down. Also,
gather
big day,
the foreigners.
Big day today. We have 9:20, CJ Nitkowski.
Big fan.
Rangers TV guy. And at 9 o'clock, we have new Cowboys offensive lineman, Chuma Edoga.
I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued by that.
I'm interested to ask him, what exactly is your role here? What did they tell you your role is? Are you competing for a left guard spot for the starting job? Because if you are, that pretty much guarantees Tyron's not in the starting lineup like we've been talking about. And then you've of course got a lot of fun questions for him, I hope.
Yeah, I've got some some good questions for him. Some either ors. I got some, you know, like his favorite emoji. Might throw that one at him.
Yeah.
I might ask him his favorite emoji. I might ask him if he's got to get rid of all apps but three on his phone, or the three he's keeping.
There we go. These are
we'll get to know him a little bit. I want to get to know this cat.
Exactly. We'll have to ask Jared Sandler if he has any good insight into the former USC player like he did with Ronald Jones. Ezekiel Elliott was in the news yesterday, and I don't think this is going to make Cowboys fans happy, Chop. This from Adam Schefter. Former Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott has narrowed down his options about where to play in 2023 to the New York Jets.
Everyone seems to want to go there right now.
The Cincinnati Bengals.
I mean, he played for Ohio State, so he played with Joe Burrow. They were on the same team together. They were teammates at one point.
And then the Philadelphia Eagles. Oh,
I'm going to pretend like you didn't say that.
Philadelphia Eagles. Elliot.
Remember who you're talking to.
Elliot 27. By the way, yeah, this was pointed out on social media yesterday. Did TJ not say Zeke's down to three teams? And
I think he did.
Peyton did not ask him which teams, but I think he had this first.
He's breaking news, man.
I think he's Schefter's source. Elliot 27 would like to make his decision about where to sign by the end of next week. So this sounds like, bro, he's got teams interested in him. He's got options in your face to everybody that doubted him, because he's just looking at these three trying to figure out where it is that he wants to play. Well, maybe not so much. Bengals head coach.
Are you
Zach
saying that
Taylor,
they're not interested in him?
Well, I don't know. Let's see here. Bengals head coach Zach Taylor was talking to WCPO ABC in Cincinnati and was asked about the Ezekiel Elliott interest.
There's a lot of great players that are available right now. We like our team. This is where it's at right now. But, you know, it's always funny when things get thrown around. Sometimes it's the first you hear of it. But that's just the way life works.
John Clark from NBC Sports Philadelphia. I'm told as of right now, the Eagles have not engaged in conversations with Ezekiel Elliott about joining the team and are happy with the running backs they have right now. It seems the Eagles, Bengals, Jets are a wish list for Ezekiel Elliott and where he would like to
play. Oh, so the Eagles are like, hey, I want to kick you guys in the crotch a little bit. The Jets
That's
are
the
like,
DeMarco Murray move.
Yep. The Jets are like, hey, you know, everyone, every other old guy's going to go here. Why don't I join forces? And then the Bengals is, let's go win a ring.
Yeah, now if you're asking me, I think the Bengals would make sense if this is assuming they would have interest back. If he went to play for the Bengals, I think that makes a lot of sense. He can step in, fill the role that Samaje Perine just left there, and it's a team that has a really good passing attack and can protect him a little bit. They've invested in the offensive line this offseason. I think that would make a lot of sense. Philly, that's a team that still runs the ball and knows how to run it effectively, and so I could see that making sense. Jets don't make a ton of sense to me.
Well,
Breece Hall's already
two running
there.
Backs already.
Yeah. They've got running backs. I don't know that those are teams. I don't know that the Jets, even with Rodgers, are as close right now as Philly and Cincinnati are. And so that one's just a little bit puzzling to me. It's not puzzling, however, to Mr. 2,000 Yards, Chris Johnson, the former Titans running back.
CJ2K.
He was talking to the 33rd team yesterday about Ezekiel Elliott, and he thinks the perfect fit is the Jets.
Zeke had like 900 rushing yards last year, I think 12 touchdowns. That show you right there that he still can be a player in this league. He can be a nice role player for a team that has potential to make the Super Bowl, make a deep playoff run. We know Cowboys haven't been to the Super Bowl and I don't know how long.
Hey.
We're talking about America's team. So now he get a chance to pick a real contender that got a chance to go to the Super Bowl and go in there and get him a ring. If I was to say a team right now, I would say go to a team like the Jets. If A-Rod go over there, they got playmakers around, and I feel like if Zeke come over there and be a nice role player to them, that will automatically make the Jets a Super Bowl contender.
So Aaron Rodgers and Ezekiel Elliott automatically make the Jets a Super Bowl contender.
Well, I wouldn't say Zeke does. Although, I when he said he had like 900 yards rush, I was like, really? He did? And he was close. He was like 870-something. 876.
Dare question CJ2K.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, look, if Rodgers returns to form, then yes, they are a Super Bowl contender.
A lot, though.
Yeah, of course it is. But, like, you know, if last year was a one-off, and I'm betting that was a one-off, but if it wasn't, then if he's already in decline and he's clearly not the same guy, then they're a pretender. But if he is a legitimate MVP candidate again, then they're absolutely a Super Bowl contender. I don't think there's any question about it.
Weigh in, let us know on the truckrec.com fan text, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. On this particular question that I'll throw to you first, Chop. If Ezekiel Elliott signs with the Philadelphia Eagles, the reaction from this fan base is what?
If Zeke signs with the Eagles. Oh, they would call him is it Benedict Arnold? They would call him a Benedict Arnold.
Universally, you think?
I think most fans would, yeah.
So I think that the people that wanted him gone would say one of two things. They would say, good, he's washed. Go to Philly. Make them worse. Love it. You go take Miles Sanders snaps. Good luck, Philadelphia. The people that wanted him gone may say, you know, what a traitor. That would be
it's
the
disgusting.
Other reaction. Yeah, it's disgustingly that he's a traitor. And this is another reason to dislike him. They take it as another opportunity to double down on their hate. The people that wanted him here, I think, would say one of two things. They would say, yeah, I would do the same thing. This organization showed no respect. Go to the rival. Make it hurt. Do this. Or they would say, what a traitor, you Benedict Arnold.
Yeah.
So I do think that there's some overlap of the people that wanted him gone and the people that wanted him here that would say, what a traitor. But I also think that there would be opposite ends of, I'd do the same thing. I'd make it hurt. The Cowboys deserve to see Ezekiel Elliott play for the Eagles. And then the other end where it's, well, yeah, he's going to make him worse. So great, go to the Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly a faction of the fan base that would say that. I would say to them, like, you know, they're probably the same ones who thought that he deserved the contract and the contract was worth it.
Yeah.
And I just wholeheartedly disagree with that philosophy. So they can have that opinion if they want to. I just disagree with it. So there's no doubt that Zeke is going to have his fans, his sycophants, if you will, mm-hmm. that are going to follow him wherever he goes.
Good SAT word.
It is. Thank you. Wherever he goes, they're going to follow him. They're gonna root for him wherever he is.
Follow you down, but not that far.
Good reference. There's a level of that fan base that's out there, and that's fine. Like, if that's what they want to do, and it's not what I'm gonna do. You know, I don't generally keep tabs on players that leave my teams.
Only one of us here, I believe, in this entire group, and unless Ryan owns one I don't know about, only one of us here owns an Ezekiel Elliott jersey. So I think the person to really ask about this is Peyton Russell. Peyton Russell,
it's a replica.
How do you...
it's authentic.
Is it?
You kidding me? He's got a drawbridge at his house. You think he's buying replicas?
Why do you think he has a drawbridge? Because he's saving money.
So, Peyton, as the official Ezekiel Elliott stan of 105.3 The Fan, how would you feel about Zeke going to the Eagles?
Would you burn
the jersey?
Well, so it's already framed. No, it's not. It's not. It's still in my closet. I just would not wear it.
Yeah, Renegade season's not over yet.
Yeah, I still got to wear it to the Renegades playoff game.
Wait, they made the playoffs?
They're 3-2 right now with like four games left or something.
Looks like a Stars box score.
They got 9 games that season, huh? 9 game
That's
season.
Right.
Very
big
odd.
Game Bob, baby. No, I mean, I would keep it. I wouldn't burn it. I'm not a burn jersey kind of guy. Unless he does something to me physically, like in person, to hurt me. You know, I wouldn't burn his jersey.
Well, this isn't 2016, so he's not doing that anymore. But other news on the Cowboys' actual running backs, as Peyton uncomfortably chuckles behind the glass. Tony Pollard signed his franchise tender, so he's officially back. Cowboys and Pollard have until July 17th to work out a long-term deal. If they don't, Pollard will make $10.091 million.
So much money.
RJ Choppy. And I believe the most money given out to a free agent running back this offseason, like Miles Sanders, comparable, right, to Tony Pollard, roughly?
Yeah, but
Miles Sanders got $6 million a year on the open market.
Yeah. That's what we were talking about. You know, when Barnwell said that his contract is like a 1 year, you know, $4 to $6 million deal or whatever it was. That's basically what Miles Sanders got. And Miles, that deal with Carolina, they are destroying Carolina. People are destroying Carolina for that deal.
Yes.
And, you know, there's Howie just like, no, I'm not going to give that. Like the this is the thing. The Eagles went to the Super Bowl, and we're like, we don't need this guy. We'll find somebody else. And we're sitting here simping for the second round. And we can't lose Tony Pollard. Can't lose him.
They are simping. Another good reference. Look at that. You're mixing SAT words, modern slang.
Man, I've got a 13-year-old. I'm up on all the juice.
It's wonderful. TruckRec.com fan text, really quickly, some reaction on Ezekiel Elliott. 469, I already gave my jersey to charity. 254, even Zeke knows Rodgers, Burrow, and Hurts better than Dak. I can't read your text, 817. I'll reply to you, though. 432, can Zeke take Dak with him? 469, Bobby thinks Ronald Jones, who had 77 yards, is better. Damn right. 817, real fans will say traitor. Another one, 469, burn his jersey. So that's some of the reaction to Ezekiel Elliott, who it sounds like, you know, has not had his feelings reciprocated. Nobody's checked yes yet when he sends the little note over to him.
Nobody has. But you got to check yes or no. George Strait once taught me.
He did. Do you love me? How is RJ Choppy feeling after his Volunteers lost last night to a team whose mascot is an owl? You lost to the Tootsie Pop mascot, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Plus, the latest standings from the Morning Show Bracket Contest. That's next here on 105 Through the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.